Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Detachment. It's your girl Avery Hart here, and let me tell you, today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's super relevant, super real, and something I think we can all benefit from. Managing social media for mental well-being. Ever feel like your feed is more draining than uplifting? You scroll through these seemingly perfect lives, those vacation pics, the effortless achievements, and suddenly you're comparing yourself, feeling inadequate, or just plain blah. It's like we're constantly running this little mental race against everyone else, trying to keep up with a highlight reel that, let's be honest, isn't the whole picture. And that, my friends, is a recipe for some serious emotional roller coaster rides. We gotta talk about how to navigate this digital world in a way that actually benefits our mental health, not sabotages it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you gain some serious control over your social media experience. First up, awareness. This one is huge. You've got to be aware of how social media actually makes you feel. Do those Instagram posts leave you feeling inspired or envious? Does scrolling through Twitter make you anxious or agitated? Pay attention to the vibes you're getting, because that's your body and mind speaking. Once you know what triggers you, you can start making more conscious choices about your online time. Second, unfollow with intention. Don't be afraid to hit that unfollow button on accounts that consistently bring you down. It doesn't mean you don't like the person, it just means their content isn't serving you right now. You have the power to curate your feed into a space that feels uplifting and empowering. Think of it like cleaning out your closet. Get rid of those clothes that don't fit anymore, and make room for things that bring you joy. Third, limit your time. Seriously, set some boundaries. Use app timers, schedule breaks throughout the day, or even designate certain times as social media free zones. Remember, real life is happening outside those screens. Next, focus on connection, not comparison. Social media can be a great way to connect with people you care about, but it shouldn't become a platform for endless comparisons. Remember, what you see online is often a curated version of reality. Focus on building genuine connections in your offline world, and remember that true happiness comes from within, not from external validation. And finally, engage mindfully. When you are on social media, be present. Don't just scroll passively, think about the content you're consuming. What resonates with you? What sparks your curiosity? Engage with posts that inspire you. Share your own thoughts and experiences, and use social media as a tool for growth and connection, not just mindless scrolling. Let me tell you about this one time. I was feeling super overwhelmed by everything going on in my life, and I found myself endlessly scrolling through Instagram, comparing myself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives. It was like a vortex of negativity. Then, I stopped and really thought about it. Why was I doing this to myself? What was I actually gaining from this constant comparison game? Nothing. So, I took a step back, unfollowed a bunch of accounts that were bringing me down, and started focusing on the content that inspired me. I also set some boundaries for my social media time, which really helped me feel more in control. Guess what? The world didn't end. In fact, I felt so much lighter and more focused. So, remember, you have the power to manage your social media experience and make it work for you, not against you. Take these key takeaways to heart, be mindful of your online time, and focus on building a positive and supportive online community. Keep in mind, this isn't about deleting all social media or becoming a digital hermit. It's about finding that sweet spot where you can connect, learn, and grow without letting it negatively impact your mental well-being. You got this. Share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these tips. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag Daily Detachment. Until next time, stay detached, stay grounded, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.